You know, there's a couple things that stand out with him. First of all, he's disruptive. He hits the quarterback a ton. I think he's an ascending player. Like he said, I like the violence that he plays with. He's got length, gets off blocks. I think he's a well-rounded player, too. So I think he's a productive pass rusher, but also a steady, consistent run defender. So those are some of the things that jump out. You know, I see him, you know, and John can touch on this more, but we see him as a, you know, a base 3-4 outside linebacker that can play inside in sub packages and brings a lot of versatility.
You know, really kind of just to highlight what Ryan said, I think, you know, he does have length. He's able to use his hands very well. He does play with body lean. He collapses the pocket. You know, it's he's not what I would define as a speed rusher, but an outstanding rusher. You know, comparisons, I don't like doing those very often, but, you know, kind of Mike Strahan does it with really good technique, really good hands, good leverage. You know, he plays with good lean and he pushes the pocket very, very well. You know, who they're around, what kind of organizations, I think those things are positive. I don't think they're end-all. You're looking for ability and how it fits in your scheme of things. You know, the fact that you know, he came from a program that's won and experienced that, kind of understands that culture, I think that's always helpful in that locker room, whether it be with teammates or, you know, carrying that flag into that locker room. But at the end of the day, you know, we evaluated him as a guy that could, you know, help the Chicago Bears win. And all of that's part of it.
I mean, I knew him coming out of Mississippi State, so it's kind of it's good following his career. And you know, we track, you know, percentage production, so even though when his snaps are not at the highest level, you realize percentage-wise how much he's disrupting the quarterback. So he honestly caught my eye as a rookie, you know, being on the pro side. And I kind of followed him throughout. And then this year was a breakout year for him. And then I knew, you know, once we started coming together as a staff and we were going to run a 3-4 defense, he was a player that was attractive. And as we got more opinions on him and looked at him closer, it just became a real, you know, natural fit. And then now, you know, as each day goes by and you get to know him more as a person and you realize his makeup and his passion for the game, you know, I feel really good about the decision.